This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me. I appreciate it. And here it is, Thursday morning now. You've tuned in to where God is broadcasting. God is always broadcasting. We just need to tune into His frequency. That's what we're about to do here in a moment as we are picking up on our study here in the book of Acts. This radio program, WGOD, you'll hear a variety of different things, all centered and focused on the Word of God. Sometimes you'll hear some of the Sunday sermons I preach at the church that I pastor, and that church is Island Community. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock for our midweek Bible study, which we are in 2 Peter, and coming up soon in a couple of weeks, the book of Revelation will be starting. More info on that as the time approaches. Also, you're also hearing here during the week something I preached last year, and I wanted to replay that again. It's a look at Moses and the life of Moses. It's 5 weeks. We just wrapped up yesterday looking, well, it was the very first one, Moses, the man of God. We're going to look at Moses and the burning bush. I believe that's one we'll start here Monday. And then Moses and the name of God. And then Moses and the 10 plagues of Egypt. And then Moses walks to his own funeral. So it's a short look, 5 weeks long. We'll be back again Monday on that. In the meantime here today, well, first let me invite you out to Island on Sunday morning. Sunday morning we are going to look at one of my all-time favorite passages of Scripture, and it's found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 22. And it's a look at, the sermon I've entitled The Death of King Ahab. We're going to look at Ahab and Jezebel, their demise. And there are so many funny anecdotes in this story in the book of 1 Kings. That's what we're going to look at. You are invited to come by again Sunday morning at 10:30. For the death of King Ahab, we'd love to see you. Here now today, we're in Acts chapter 16. We left off looking here at this spirit of Python. Now, why do I call it a spirit of Python? Because that's the Greek word here for this woman that Paul ran into that had the spirit of what says in English, divination. But in Greek, the word is pythonos. It's what this woman had. You know, I've always had a repulsion for pythons and for snakes. Now I can see why. I mean, they're just always have been. And people have a revulsion. That's the better word. Revulsion of snakes. Because it just goes all the way back to the garden and snakes. Even Moses himself, he didn't want to pick up the snake when God turned his rod into a snake. Even God himself told him, you know, pick it up from the tail, not from the head. Men have always had a revulsion, and women, should I say women especially, revulsion of snakes. Now here, this woman we run into in Acts chapter 16 had a spirit of Python. So that's where we left off. That's not what I want to look at here today. I want to look at Paul and Silas in jail today. But I want you to see why they're in jail. It happened, this is Acts chapter 16, verse 16, that as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of Python menace, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. King James says soothsaying. Think about that word. You know, I've met more soothsayers, I think, in the last 10 years. They're all over the place. Soothsaying. Like when your mother speaks to you when you're not feeling well. Soothe. Right? Soothing. That is nice words. Things that soothe your spirit. Make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, right? Soothsaying. That's what we're looking at really on Sunday, too. When Ahab wanted to go take Ramoth Gilead, he had his prophets come together, and they said, go ahead, go on up and take it. Nothing will happen to you. It's soothsaying. That is telling someone what they want to hear or promising good things to people. So the other king, Jehoshaphat, says, isn't there a prophet of the Lord somewhere around here? And Ahab goes, well, there's one, but I hate him because he never tells me what I want to hear. Soothsaying, that's what you have here. And this soothsayer was telling people to follow Paul and Silas because they're telling you how to be saved. Here you got a devil that's telling people, follow these guys here. Why did this devil do that? Because this devil wanted them to start following them. You know, you're going to hear truth from this devil today. I'm going to start going to her house tomorrow. What's she going to say to you tomorrow? Truth, 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 and then a couple lies thrown in. It's like eating a cake baked with rotten eggs. Even if Billy Graham baked the cake with rotten eggs, would you eat it? Of course you wouldn't. Rotten eggs, as we have here. These men are showing you the way to be saved. So Paul was greatly annoyed that this woman was telling people to follow him because the people here were going to come to Christ not through a hissing demon, but it was going to be through the power of God, not through a demon. Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit. Notice he didn't say it to the woman. He said it to the Spirit. Just like the Lord Jesus did when he said to the devil inside of Judas, he said, what you do, do quickly. He wasn't talking to Judas. He was talking to the devil on the inside of him. You can read that in John chapter 13, around verse 27. Here, Paul does the same thing. Annoyed, he turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw their hope of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace. And they brought them to the magistrates and says, these men being Jews exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, and commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. So that's the scene here. Paul's in jail and Silas for doing the right thing. Paul's in jail for following the will of God. Paul's in jail for righteousness, holiness, standing up for the Lord, doing the right thing. Not for any sin that he committed. He did nothing wrong. He did everything right. What was his reward? Jail. See, this is the kind of stuff that happened to apostles. As the apostle Paul would say in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, for I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To this present hour, we both hunger and thirst. We're poorly clothed, beaten, and homeless. You see, these are the signs of a real apostle. They don't drive in Cadillacs. They don't have Mercedeses. But this is the description of an apostle. They're beaten, homeless. Verse 12. We labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. These are the true signs of an apostle. Now, notwithstanding, the apostle, an apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ after he was raised up from the dead. These were the true signs. This is the kind of stuff that happened to Paul, thrown in jail now for this. Thrown in jail for telling people about Jesus. Thrown in jail for casting a demon out of this woman here. Now, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Look what the response of Paul and Silas. Oh, if you and I could just grasp this and go and do likewise. In jail, through no fault of their own, having done nothing wrong. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. You know, I'll leave you with this thought here today. There's always prisoners, that is, Satan's prisoners, watching you as well. They know you're Christian, and they're watching you to see how you are going to respond to trouble and to life's troubles when they come upon you. Remember, James says to count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Unbelievers, Satan's prisoners, they're watching you to see if you're any different than everyone else in the world. How do you respond when you are undergoing trial? How do you respond when something bad's happened to you that you didn't deserve? How do you respond? They're always watching. They're watching you to see if you're any different than all the unbelievers that undergo trials and trouble. Are you any different? They're watching you to see whether or not you are. Now, what happened here? What did Paul and Silas do in the face of adversity? It says they prayed and sang hymns to God. You know, if you read back in the Greek Old Testament, it's known as the Septuagint. In Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace, the Greek Old Testament says something that's not in our Old Testament. It says that they were singing hymns to God while they were thrown into the furnace. And then King Nebuchadnezzar says, whoa, I see a fourth person there. And the fourth person in there with him looks like the Son of God. You see, God will always go through the fire with you. We're at a time. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow with Paul and Silas and the Philippian jailer. When they ask him, what must I do to be saved? That's where we'll pick it up here tomorrow. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.